WTAW News time is 7:06. It's 46 degrees at the studios right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Eventually, man took a wild ride in his pickup last night in an attempt to stop the person who stole it. College Station police arrested 19-year-old Kenneth McKinney Jr. of Bryan, who's accused of taking the truck from the parking lot of the CVS store at Texas and Southwest Parkway. The owner, who had left the truck running, told officers he jumped in the bed and called 911 as McKinney drove away. Patrol vehicles caught up about 2 miles later at Texas and Walton. The pursuit went into Bryan, where the victim jumped out near St. Joseph's at 29th and Broadmoor. The chase ended when McKinney pulled into the AutoZone on Texas and Bryan. The victim was treated and released at St. Joseph's for non-life-threatening injuries. It was a year ago this week the city of College Station announced a Houston developer would be buying property in Northgate that included the original City Hall. A month since the sale closed, the new owner is still trying to remove the operators of Cafe Excel. The restaurant owners have appealed a Justice of the Peace eviction order from earlier this month and want a jury to decide if they're entitled to stay. The First County Court at Law hearing in the appeal has been scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The lawyer representing Asset Plus Realty says Cafe Excel has occupied the building and off-street parking rent-free since January 15th. The restaurant owners say when they paid rent last month to the city through the end of February, the city issued a refund for the portion after the end of a lease. Local funding for a World War II exhibit was completed last night by the College Station City Council. That was among a series of budget amendments unanimously approved by the council, which is online at WTAW.com. The $225,000 contribution towards building the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display comes from the Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund. The chairman of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Hunter Goodwin, says they're seeing a migration of tourists towards war and veterans memorials.
And there's such a good segue and tie-in to the university and the history that we have there. So the initial phase one, it's an investment in a much bigger piece, and I think the true impact will be in phase two when it returns here in 2016.
Another budget amendment by the council takes $157,000 from the hotel tax fund to improve entrances and berms at Veterans Park. Blinn College's Bryan campus is getting some short-term help to address student growth. Trustees were told to expect another 2,400 students to the Bryan campus in the next 3 years and 7,000 by the year 2025. Blinn District President Harold Nolte says that's the next phase of their master plan.
We have a 3-year window there that we need to make sure that for short term we've got that pretty well resolved. But it's going to take, we've got to make those decisions within the next couple of years.
The list of more than $2 million of improvements is online at WTAW.com. The union representing pilots working at American Eagle have rejected a contract offer without sending it to members for a vote. A spokesman for American Airlines says there will be no impact on service by the regional carrier at Easterwood Airport or anywhere else. A statement to employees from Eagle's president says American will contract with other carriers to fly newer and larger regional jets. That will result in downsizing Eagle's fleet and workforce. No timetable was given when those actions will take place. Online at WTAW.com are statements from Eagle's president and the pilots union. Bryan College Station Habitat for Humanity built 22 homes last year, and Director of Communications Ryan Pierce predicts that many again will be built this year. This Saturday, families who want to apply for a home can hear more about how the program works. Pierce says the program requires participating families to pay for and help build the house, but volunteers help provide classes and on budgets and home maintenance.
We always need volunteers. We're starting a new house in College Station this Saturday. We're dedicating another one in Bryan on Saturday. We have a couple other houses going in Bryan, so we always need construction volunteers.
Meetings will be held in English at 9 and 10 a.m. and in Spanish at 11 at the Habitat Education Building at 119 Lake off of South College in Bryan. Volunteer information can be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time, it's 7:10. It's 46 degrees right now. This look at news brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zornemann Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1. I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welborn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Good morning. It's 712, and it's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brazosbounty.com.
Partly to mostly sunny and breezy for today, with high temperatures making their way up to 70 to 75. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Beautiful weekend in store for the region, especially tomorrow. Lots of sun. Highs will be 65 to near 70. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with lows around 50. We'll start with sunshine Sunday, then clouds will increase during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports. A&M has a comeback victory over Georgia in basketball. Coach Sumlin is upset about the NCAA Rules Committee monkeying around with the A&M offense. And Bryan High Vikings basketball is in the district tiebreaker tonight. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 7:52.
7:13 as we're headed toward a beautiful day and an even beautifuler weekend.
I like beautiful alert.
Yeah, nice weather out there. So, it's the political season. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. There happen to be people who are running for office. And, of course, part of the advertising that they do on our great radio station is to talk about what qualifies them for the particular office that they might be going for. Regina Hill is running for city council in Orlando, Florida.
Of course it is.
Fairly large city, you know.
Yes, it is.
Orlando. Big enough to have professional franchises. Yeah,
one of the top 30 cities in the country, is it not?
Yeah, probably. And it's got the Disney thingy going on. Anyway. And she says that her past, in fact, makes her more qualified than the four-term incumbent to represent the district of Orlando that she would be running on.
She's not because, reincarnated?
Well, no. She's... See, the problem is that the area that she is running in is, it has high crime levels, unemployment, and there's a lot of homelessness there. And so Regina, for her part, says the past, if you look at it, would reveal her rap sheet, which, of course, includes 21 arrests, including drug arrests and DUIs and writing bad checks.
Oh, so she was a prize winner.
Yeah. Now, she received clemency 5 years ago. Which is the only reason that she can actually run for office as a convicted felon. But, I mean, do you like that? I mean, is that the idea? Do you roll it out there?
Clemency?
Let's be up front with that. Just saying.
Wow.
It's going to come out one way or another.
Well, could well be. So she decided, let's get ahead of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meanwhile, two men in Florida took off with a girl's cell phone while she and a friend were selling Girl Scout cookies in front of a store. It's a Florida kind of day. The money and the cookies are safe. The only thing taken was the cell phone. I'll eventually try to use it. A guy in Washington, D.C. has spotted some sort of a new Doritos snack at 7-Elevens there. Where is the nearest 7-Eleven? I'm just saying. Temple? Is that probably the closest 7-Eleven?
No, isn't there a 7-Eleven right there off campus?
I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I know that 7-Eleven. No. You're talking about across from Daisy Dukes?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Is that no longer 7-Eleven? I'm not sure. Anyway.
I don't think so.
Anyhow, what you'll want to know is it's some sort of a Dorito snack. A hot one that's like a mozzarella cheese stick. Like a triangle with the Dorito flavoring on the outside and cheese on the inside. The guy who tweeted the photo of the new snack being tested there says it tastes like queso dip. Now, I don't want to be judgmental, but I don't know that I want to trust somebody in Washington, D.C. to try to tell me what queso dip tastes like. You know?
Doritos Loaded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a product. I was thinking this came in a bag. It says 4 for $1.99 on the sign. They're like mozzarella sticks breaded.
Okay, with Doritos.
The mozzarella triangles.
Okay.
Breaded with Doritos. Maybe dust.
I have died and gone to heaven.
Well, again, I don't know. I don't know that necessarily it'll taste like queso, but it will taste like Doritos wrapped around some sort of a cheese food product.
Can we get bacon involved?
Yeah,
I
really.
Die.
We could have like a bacon mayo, bacon ranch dressing to dip it in.
You know what it reminds me of? Those little frozen jalapeno poppers. Stuffed poppers.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sounds heart healthy.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that and get yourself a couple of weenie dogs that roll on the grill there. Who invented that? I mean, you ever think about that?
Weenie dogs?
No, the whole thing where they cook them now. On those metal
rollers.
Yeah, look like washing machine ringers that are heated, and so the heat then it transfers into the weenie, and it keeps it warm. And then of course you have those buns that have only been down there for 3 weeks in the drawer that make it crunchy, a crunchy hot dog.
Well, and now you can get like Jimmy Dean sausage that way too.
Oh, can you? Huh? Well, that's even healthier.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, here's a thought for you. Everything you do either slows down the aging process or speeds it up. So we'll tell you which does which, and you can make your own decision, all right? 30 minutes of walking per day makes you 1.8 years younger in just 3 months. Wow. I mean, do the math on that. Could you walk back to infancy? I mean, would that be
a little Benjamin Button?
Yeah, exactly. Avoiding secondhand smoke. 1 hour of secondhand smoke is the same as smoking 4 cigarettes. That's pretty easy to do nowadays, I would think.
Yeah, I don't think that's terribly hard.
Yeah. Simply wearing your seatbelt and avoiding left-hand turns will help you live longer because it reduces injury from accidents significantly.
Well, so I'm not getting in a car.
Yeah, that's right. Don't leave the house. I mean, don't get out of your pillow cocoon, all those things. Stress is the biggest cause of premature aging. So finding a way to reduce stress, whatever it happens to be, will help prolong your life. Punching bag works.
Mm-hmm.
Pow. So we are in the midst of kind of an ongoing battle with other areas to bring businesses in here. And I'm thinking this is a great weekend for us to be touting what Bryan College Station in Texas in general, Bryan College Station specifically in Texas in general, has as far as weather is concerned. Because there's North Carolina trying to dig out of junk over there. We have to worry about, North Dakota and South Dakota. But, they've got their own problems with weather all the time. But I'm thinking it's a great time for us to be reaching out to those people.
We just have to hope no one had internet connections to hear last week when...
that's right. When it was...
details.
It was like other places in...
bipolar.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay. All right, so here you go. If you want to dazzle your friends with some fascinating facts at the coffee bar this morning, if you were to spell out... numbers in order, starting with 1, for instance, O-N-E, then T-W-O, then T-H-R-E, okay. On what number would you first encounter the letter A?
I know.
Okay.
you'd have to go a long time.
What is it?
Yeah. 1,000.
That's right, it'd be 1,000. There are no prizes involved, by the way. Hello?
Do you really want to invite people here from the state that elected Al Franken?
Well, he's from Minnesota. No, I don't want to invite those
Can
people.
We put a 5-year moratorium on anyone who wasn't a native Texan who moves here?
Yeah, as far as letting them
vote. Voting, yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea.
I think voting and running, for that matter. And we could make it like the presidency.
Yeah, I'd be okay with other states doing that to us because I'm not moving.
Yeah, that's right. What's the only mammal that can't jump?
What's the only mammal that can't jump?
That's a bat, I don't know.
Yeah. An elephant.
Wow.
You like that? Okay. All the countries on the planet that start with the letter A also end with the letter A, except for two. Okay, all the countries on the planet that start with the letter A also end with the letter A, except two.
I got Chick-fil-A breakfast. Ooh,
all right.
695-1620.
And you deserve it if you can get it.
Auburn's not a country.
If you're yelling at the radio, just call me at 695-1620, and you can have breakfast from Chick-fil-A know that answer.
Albania, Austria, Australia.
Yeah, see,
it's a dadgummit.
I know, really, exactly. Do you know why the staircases at firehouses are circular?
No.
Early fire trucks were pulled by horses.
And horses won't go up round stairs.
The horses were stabled downstairs. Horses lived upstairs. The horses learned to walk up the regular stairs, and then they changed them to circular stairs, and they came in. Okay, like that. Not bad, huh? What's the answer?
Well, I've got one.
Well, that's not enough, though. Thank you. What's the answer?
Afghanistan and Azerbaijan.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the fastest Google guy ever.
Yeah.
No, I actually thought of him.
Okay, who's this?
This is Larry Adams.
Okay, what do you do, Larry?
I work at the Teague Fire School.
All right. Well, come on by here, and I got Chick-fil-A breakfast for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Well,
probably had some visitors from those countries.
I should have asked him. Had he actually had some visitors from there? Yeah. So, and I guess that's it. They probably list them up there someplace. Out there at the Fireman's Training School, they probably got that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Azerbaijan and Afghanistan.
Wow.
Now, see, and that is worth nothing, right? Except people just look at you and go, how'd you know that?
But I'm sort of embarrassed. We're at war in Afghanistan, and that one didn't even come to
mind. Oh, well, yeah, that's probably not very good.
No.
So, fresh off a similar vote in Switzerland, one of Norway's ruling parties now calling for the country to hold its own referendum on limiting immigration from the European Union. Switzerland voted this past Sunday in favor of reintroducing very strict quotas for immigrants, which immediately made business and political leaders mad from the EU. Norway has also become the first nation where a ruling government party has expressed support of the idea. See, over there, it's a big deal. Over there, there are a lot of Muslims. See, Muslims is a problem over there. And in fact, if Turkey comes into the EU will become a majority Muslim body. Let that sink in for a minute. I mean, you think about the Europeans, you think you know what Europeans look like. But when you find out how many Muslims, people from Muslim countries, have moved in there, it's pretty amazing. London, for instance. What was it? I think in England, they had a survey as to the most popular name for babies like 2 years ago, and it was a Muslim name. So, I mean, it's a little bit unusual. So that's what they're doing.
Well, that's what a lot of the Coke kerfuffle was about last week. I mean, for the people who weren't just offended by people not speaking English.
Right.
The multiculturalism and failure to assimilate. It creates a balkanized situation.
Well, that we can, you know, any of us who are kind of native born can relate to that failure to assimilate thing. I mean, that's right there in your own zip codes right mm-hmm. here. So we can understand that. Well, we mentioned last week, now for the really important stuff, the movie Zombievers. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Cheapo horror movie about a group of college students who go out on a weekend trip in the woods and wind up battling for survival against a bunch of bloodthirsty undead beavers.
Probably brain hungry.
Trailer is out.
Oh, it's out?
Trailer is out.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Has yet to be sold to a distributor. No, nobody actually wants to take the monetary leap, but they think it sounds like a really cool movie. Anyway, already had a million hits. It's been out for less than a week, so that's out there. So that's a good place for you to go this morning as you get to your... You get to your burlap cubicle and in the jungle and decide that you want to do something else before you get started. Go get your cup of coffee, check your email, then go look for the trailer that we've got for Zombievers.
Yeah.
Mom wasn't exactly agreeable the first time I brought up the idea of home instead senior care. But we talked it through, and I told her I was doing my best, but I knew she really needed some extra help. And why should she move away from where she's comfortable if she can stay home instead? Choosing Home Instead Senior Care changed our lives. We hired Kate, a Home Instead caregiver, to help out with things like straightening up the house and putting meals together so Mom could stay home. But what has really made a difference is the relationship they've formed. Last week when I called Mom, she actually asked if she could call me back because she was having coffee and visiting with Kate. I'm so grateful to Kate for all she's done, and I just can't thank her enough. She knew just how to connect with Mom. And you know what? I got my life back, too.
I'm David Guest for Homestead Senior Care. For more information on our services or to apply to be a caregiver online, click homestead.com/BCS, and you'll find out why, to us, it's personal.
So wherever and whenever I can take steps without legislation, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, Mr. President, you're not a king, and Texans don't bow to anyone. I'm Todd Staples, and it's clear Obama will do whatever it takes to destroy our traditional family values and our Texas way of life. Unlike President Obama, I believe in traditional marriage. That's why I authored the state constitutional amendment defining marriage as between one man and one woman. On immigration, Obama has refused to enforce the law. That's why I have a six-point plan to secure the border and stop the flow of illegal immigration into Texas. And I sued Obama's EPA to stop job-killing regulations imposed by out-of-touch Washington bureaucrats. I'm Todd Staples, and as your next Lieutenant Governor, I'll make sure President Obama knows that if he wants to mess with Texas, he'll have to talk to me. Political ad paid for by Texans for Todd Staples.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 727, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty spectacular temperature, 73 for a high temperature today. Winds will be up a little bit today, gusting at about 20 miles an hour, 42 for a low tonight. Then tomorrow we're looking at 67 under sunny skies. It's 75 on Sunday, 80 on Monday. Tuesday we're at 75, and we'll continue with the temperatures in the 70s, looks like right now, all the way through Thursday of next week. Currently the wind chill factor is 41. We've got winds out of the south at 8, yeah, and a chill factor. And 97% relative humidity, 45 is our air temperature.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, folks, another Obama milestone, the earnings gap between young adults with bachelor's degrees and those without is the highest in 48 years. According to a Pew Research Center analysis, young adults with a Haskell diploma earn just 62% of what college graduates pull down. In 1965, they earned 81%. Young adults with only a Haskell diploma more often live in poverty and are more dissatisfied with their jobs if they're lucky enough to have a job. 90% of college graduates between 25 and 32 are optimistic that their degrees will pay off. Even among the two-thirds who had to borrow money to attend college, almost 90% of them say that it was still worth it. But I'm going to tell you something that you won't find in the Pew analysis, this earnings gap. I mean, just like the income gap that Obama and the Democrats are trying to turn into a campaign issue, they're only symptoms. You see, the real issue is the opportunity gap that Obama is presiding over. Under Obama, there are fewer and fewer opportunities for people to flourish because the economy isn't growing. It's stagnant. Under the boot of Obamacare, massive federal spending, out-of-control regulators, anti-business policies, crony capitalism. If you want to bridge the gap and see people from every economic group begin to prosper again, there's only one remedy. November. It's your next chance.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in California.
Do you have startup capital and are looking to invest in a booming health-based business? Here's your opportunity, because we're looking for business-savvy, healthy-minded people in this area to become franchise owners of Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America. Fresh Healthy Vending is a publicly traded company trading under stock symbol VEND, V-E-N-D. With your Fresh Healthy Vending Machines, you'll be selling exactly what America wants: all natural, healthy, fresh, and organic foods. And with the USDA Smart Snacks and School Nutrition Guidelines starting and banning junk food in schools, the demand for fresh, healthy snacks is only getting bigger. Fresh Healthy Vending has identified prime vending machine locations in this area, and we place your machines for you so you can capitalize on the huge demand for healthy organic snacks on the go. Ready to grab your share of this booming industry? Visit readyforfresh.com today and enter code 4000 for free owner information. Locations in this area will fill up fast, so visit readyforfresh.com, special code 4000.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 47 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council last night approved nearly $7 million of budget amendments. You can read that list online at WTAW.com. Most of the attention, though, was taking $225,000 from Hotel Occupancy Tax Fund to contribute toward the $1.5 million Aggies Go to War display that will open this December in Belgium, then move here in 2 years to a permanent home. James Benham was part of the unanimous vote.
This is a legitimate and good purpose to expenditure of hotel tax funds. The fact that the very people who collect and benefit them are behind it as well also speaks very clearly.
Expenditures also include $280,000 for an assessment of transportation and facility capital needs as part of a bond issue proposed to go to voters next year. The council also spent nearly $2.5 million from last month's sale of city-owned property in Northgate at Welburn and Church. Councilman John Nichols noted more than $1 million was going to street improvements. It was a year ago this week, the city of College Station announced a Houston developer would be buying property in Northgate that included the original City Hall. A month since the sale closed, the new owner is still trying to remove the operators of Cafe Excel. The restaurant owners have appealed a Justice of the Peace eviction order from earlier this month and want a jury to decide if they're entitled to stay. The first county court at law hearing in the appeal has been scheduled for 2 weeks from today. The lawyer representing Asset Plus Realty says Cafe Excel has occupied the building and on and off-street parking rent-free since January 15th. The restaurant owners say when they paid rent last month to the city through the end of February, the city issued a refund for the portion after the end of the lease. The future growth in Blinn College's Brazos County campuses was the subject of a special Board of Trustees meeting in Bryan.
Headcount is approaching 13,000. Trustees were told that number will go up by 2,400 in 3 years, and by the year 2025, the total is projected to be 20,000. There are ideas, but no decisions yet about accommodating the additional students, faculty, and staff. Trustee Leon Toltman called on assistance from A&M, which gets thousands of Blinn transfer students.
If they would let us have 10, 12 acres to build us a new building for a campus, we would be so much better off, and we know where we're going in the future.
State Representative Lois Kolkhorst of Brennan participated in the meeting, says that's been done elsewhere.
I was a part of something in the Woodlands area where we built what we call a MITSE, and we were able to get a tuition revenue bond. That was a partnership between Sam Houston State University and Lone Star College.
Building options also include expanding at Bryan's current campus, take over former retail space, and relocating on 50 acres offered to the Blinn Foundation at an undisclosed location. Addressing the current lack of classrooms, the trustees approved more than $2 million of projects to be completed in the next 3 to 6 months. District President Harold Nolte says that includes a new computerized scheduling system and hiring someone to manage the software.
When we're to use that software, we'll find out where our spaces are that we need to go ahead and put classes in.
10 former classrooms will return to their original purpose. That means moving offices, labs, and other functions into portable buildings. Trustees also approved splitting a large classroom into two at the College Park Center building, and the Student Center banquet room will be turned into a student study area with space for more food service. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
American Airlines says regional jet service will continue with no impact at Easterwood Airport and its other destinations, but there will be changes at the American Eagle subsidiary. That's after the pilots' union rejected labor cost concessions sought by Eagle in exchange for getting new jets. Eagle's president issued a statement to employees that the parent company will find more cost-effective carriers to fly larger jets. That will lead to a reduction in Eagle's fleet and related staffing, according to the president, in the coming years. The ruling council for the Eagle Pilots Union turned down the contract offer without sending it to members for a vote. A statement issued by union leaders noted Eagle was asking too much after pilots gave up benefits and work rules in 2012 when American's parent company AMR was in bankruptcy. Statements from the union and Eagle's president are online at WTAW.com. Low-income families interested in Habitat for Humanity's home ownership program can ask questions this Saturday.
We're hosting an informational meeting for families that might be interested in building a home with Habitat for Humanity. You're going to have to buy the home. It's not a free home. We provide a zero-interest 20- to 30-year mortgage, so you do need to have a job or a source of income to pay a mortgage. And then we ask you to be a willing partner in the program. You'll be involved in building the house yourself, attending classes on home ownership, things like budgeting and maintenance, and then you'll actually pay the mortgage payments as well.
Habitat Communications Director Ryan Pierce says attendees don't need to bring anything to attend. The meetings will be held at the Habitat Education Center at 119 Lake Street in Bryan. That's off of South College. Two of the meetings will be in English at 9 a.m. and 10, and the other one in Spanish at 11. Pierce says volunteers are always needed for construction, but there's other ways to help.
We also need volunteers for committees. We have a committee that selects all the families to build the homes, and we have committees that help support the families, teach these home ownership classes on things like budgeting and home maintenance. And then we can always take volunteers in our office and at the Habitat Restore.
Volunteer and organizational information can also be found at habitatbcs.org. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 47 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Star Furniture's having the President's Day sale to remember. Low, low holiday sale prices of 20 to 50% off store-wide. And if that's not enough, take an extra discount equal to the sales tax on top of those incredible holiday savings. Just through Monday, choose from the largest, most beautiful selection of furniture, all 20 to 50% off, plus an extra tax discount. See store for details. Star's President's Day sale ends Monday. Star Furniture, different by design.
Well, for weeks we've been hoping, and finally we've got a great one. It'll be a wonderful weekend weather-wise to stop out to Peach Creek Vineyards and enjoy them south of College Station. Nestled out in the Peach Creek community, it's a pretty well-known area for the folks around there, but you might not know about that. They have 12 varieties of wine for you to choose, and they've got more coming. But most importantly, it's just a nice, quiet area, and again, with a nice weekend that we've got. You can come out there. You know, you could bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can purchase cheese and cracker trays, and they have s'mores packages as well. Open on Saturdays from noon until 6, and on Sundays from 1 until 5, and there can be other times, too. You just need to chat with them about that and request it. But the wines run anywhere from a dry Merlot all the way up to a Muscat, and they also have chocolates, and they have vino to-go glasses. They have wine tapas. And they have corksicles. This is kind of, these are frozen cool packs that you fill, you put a bottle of wine in there and you let it chill in your freezer. And then you've got kind of a slushy orange or lemon, I think, and strawberry wine blended up treat, which is kind of fun. Once you stop at the website, have a look. It's peachcreekvineyards.com, peachcreekvineyards.com. Follow them on Facebook as well. Peach Creek Vineyards, great place to stop into this weekend.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Ashley Furniture Home Store, American Lube Center, Team Auto, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
High pressure, it's certainly going to lead to lots and lots of sunshine across the area today, and it's certainly going to lead to mild temperatures. It'll be breezy. Highs are going to approach 70 degrees. Clear tonight with overnight lows of 40 to 45. We're sunny and pleasant tomorrow as well, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunday starts with sunshine, but clouds move in during the day. Highs on Sunday around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
To say there's no agenda here, I think you got to question that.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about a possible rule change in the NCAA about the speed of play, which is right in A&M's wheelhouse. We'll also get you caught up with A&M basketball. The ladies were on the court in overtime against Georgia, and the Bryan Vikings are in the district tiebreaker with Lufkin tonight. All that and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Because I can, I need to add something to tell you about what's going on at Peach Creek Vineyards this weekend. Tomorrow, and again, it'll be great weather for it, Peach Creek Vineyards is hosting a special pruning and wreath-making workshop. In the morning, you'll learn about planting grapes and starting your own plant, and then after lunch, you'll taste wine. You'll taste wine, and you'll get to make a grapevine wreath.
That would be the prettiest wreath ever.
PeachCreekVineyards.com. Reserve your seat there. Okay, so you were upset by Michael Jackson's death. Here's your $1.36. Now go away. The AFP news agency reports that's how much a French court awarded 34 European fan club members who had sued Dr. Conrad Murray claiming emotional distress
so
because of Michael's death.
$1.36.
$1.36. Now go away. Leave us alone. That's all. All right, so now here you are. You've just left Walmart where you bought your Valentine this morning. You know, the one that's 2.5 feet by 1.5 feet.
Right.
In the envelope that is just the same size. And now you're ready to write something in there. And you're not going to come up with anything creative. I'm just telling you.
You're just not.
When Americans write the little personal messages inside those little Valentine's Day cards, they pretty much, you know, what they hope is that they could come up with some sort of deep and personal note, but the chances are you just won't. Barry Shank wrote a book called A Token of My Affection, Greeting Cards in the American Business Culture. He's a professor of comparative studies at The Ohio State University and says even when we have the opportunity to use our own words, we pretty much just go back to the cliches. There is this belief that if you handwrite a message, it's more true to your feelings and more original than that store-bought card that you got. But he said, that's really not the case. If we pretty much use standard phrases and standard cliches everybody else uses. He examined, in fact, thousands of used greeting cards that date back 150 years to see about the personal messages that people wrote most of the time. He said, the writings added by the card senders relied upon your stock phrase. So go ahead and do it. Just don't think it's anything special, okay? It's been done before.
I think that might be the trick. Go back and try to find one that was written about 100 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Because they use such flowery and beautiful language.
They really did.
Just pass it off as your own. Methinks
thou art beautiful.
Yeah, she'll look at that
and go, that was a few hundred years ago.
Do what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've seen the Geico commercial. That's the oldest trick.
Yes, I love
it.
I laugh every time.
I know. It's just too good.
It's the look.
Since we're talking Valentine's Day, have you seen the guy in China that got fed up with his girlfriend? She dumped him.
Okay.
A year ago to the day on Valentine's Day.
All right.
There's a big movie in China called The Beijing Love Story. It's being reshown this year in a big movie theater. So he bought every other seat in the theater. They have assigned seating in China. So nobody can sit together.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. This year, Necco, we know them, the New England confectionery company, will make 8 billion of those little hearts. Okay, they'll make 8 billion of these hearts, but they won't sell them until 2086, okay, because they've got a backlog. They keep them in big pots back there with the rodent hair.
No, they don't.
Just saying. The original list of sayings on those hearts long ago was be mine, be good, be true, kiss me, and sweet talk. But in the 1990s, Walter Marshall, who's the VP at Necco, decided it was time to try and update a little bit. That's when he did the fax me group, okay? Then he added email me, and last year he added tweet me. We've even seen others that say bite me on the little tiny heart. I'm not sure. This year, in the spirit of nostalgia, they're bringing back the 5 retro phrases, sweet pea, be happy, best day, let's read, and love bug. He says, you know, they are going to retire these. Hey, babe, jump for me, adore me, and high five. Now, I don't know if they just started it, but they mentioned it here for the first time I've seen it. Necco is now making Spanish conversation hearts, which is a good idea, obviously. They look just like the English version, only
except they're in Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. So there you are. That's our Necco segment that we do.
Te amo.
11% of love letters and 20% of flowers received on Valentine's Day are sent by people to themselves.
That's just weird.
I know, dude. Just saying. Most romantic love songs. New York Daily News compiled a list of 100 most romantic love songs of all time. Gosh, you hate to see his face when you hear him sing. It's You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker. Just don't look at him. Just don't look at him. See what we've got going on over here. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Have you seen the picture that said that it had something to do with if men were in charge of making those little hearts, what they would put in them?
No, I haven't seen that. I'll have
it's
to...
like,
go ahead.
Can you cook? That's one of them. Get talking.
How about get me a beer, right?
Game's on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Hello.
How come they don't say bee's knees on them anymore?
Yeah, hey, I know. That's exactly right. Hello.
I thought bite me was for sweet tart.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you. All right, here you go, the rest of the songs. Number four is I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. Number three is A Wonderful Tonight. That's Eric Clapton. I'll Be There by the Jackson 5. And number one, again, and has been for decades, I think, is My Girl by the Temptations. And again. All right. No winner, by the way, in Tuesday night's drawing for the Mega Millions. So tonight's $139 million if you want to do that. Tomorrow night's $330 million, just saying, if you want to do that. And a new study has found that 8% of New York City cab drivers are born in America.
How many?
Eight.
That is nice.
Be 8%. Quit it. All right, let's say that you're a single guy and you don't get anything for Valentine's Day today. Buy this for yourself. Buy this for yourself. You're the kind of guy who'd rather be out spending your weekend outdoors camping and skiing and hiking and backpacking and canoeing rather than hanging out at a club and smelling like, you know, that stuff, that smelly water that's way too expensive. But at some point, you've got to get clean. Well, we've got the soap for you. Simple, natural ingredients that don't dry out your skin. It's Sasquatch soap.
Uh-huh.
Available in a range of manly recipes. You can choose between pine tar, golden moss scrub, cedar citrus, cool, fresh aloe, and more. Each handmade to suit guys like you.
What does pine tar smell like?
I don't know, but I hope it doesn't. Yeah, and I hope it doesn't leave. Yeah, that's right. Probably it smells like pine salt.
I just had to add tar to it. Yeah, to make it manly.
You smell like that little pine-shaped thing they hang in the car.
Yeah,
howdy,
there
radio
you go.
Listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Every Valentine's Day, the world explodes with flowers, chocolate, and the color red. If love is abundant in your life, those trappings can be a joyful reminder. But for the lonely, well, it can make for a long and difficult day. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. For many people, Valentine's Day isn't a celebration of love and romance at all. It's salt burning in the wounds of their loneliness. Some have suffered the heartache of a broken relationship or the death of a spouse. Others have never married and still feel the sting of that unrealized dream. And it's not just the absence of romance that can be painful. Think of the elderly and infirmed who spend their days all alone, or kids without a mom or dad modeling how to love one another. Love and connection are not fleeting emotions. They're as vital to our health and well-being as the air we breathe. So this Valentine's Day, if your life is filled with the blessings of love and family, reach out to someone struggling with loneliness. Consider giving a box of chocolates or a card, or if appropriate, an invitation to a special dinner. I assure you it won't take much. You'd be surprised what a difference small expressions of love can make. However you choose to express it, set aside a few moments to let someone in a tough spot know they're loved. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You love your house. It's your happy place. You come in after a long, hard day, and it's the best place to unwind. But now it's time to sell your house. You take a look around and you start to compare it to other homes that you've seen on the internet, and suddenly you see every spot that your kids plowed into the wall, or maybe where you rubbed the chair trying to get it into the house when you first moved in. Suddenly, you see every spot that needs that paint touch-up. You wonder what upgrades are worth the money and which are not. It can really start to be kind of overwhelming. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and there is an easy solution for this. Simply call Zweiker & Associates. Not only will they help you evaluate what updates or touch-ups are worth your money and time, they'll also get you bids and even oversee the jobs while you're at work. They will help you declutter, to arrange your furniture in the best way to show every room. They have a full-time licensed realtor that only does staging. She'll stage your home for you, selecting from their huge inventory of staging items. Or if need be, they'll go to Houston, Austin, or Dallas to find the perfect thing to highlight your home. Then they bring in the architectural photographer, and they make sure that every potential buyer looking for a home like yours will want to look at your home so they can book a showing. Now, I'm not telling you that you have to list your home with Zweiker & Associates, but I did twice. See the difference for yourself. You can call Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams and find all that contact info at zarealestate.com.
Howdy, Aggieland. This is John Williams with Allen Honda Pre-Owned. We are geared up for spring savings with all new inventory. Vehicles starting as low as $59.95. We carry all makes and models to fit your budget and lifestyle. Whether you're looking for a car, truck, or SUV, we have it at Allen Honda. Great financing available. Come see us today at Allen Honda on the corner of Southwest Parkway and Highway 6. Or call me, John Williams, 696-2424. For Allen Honda, visit us on the web at allenhonda.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. To borrow a phrase, the salt was burning in the wounds of the Bulldogs after the overtime loss. Number 14, Texas A&M, had its largest comeback victory since 2003, rolling back from 16 down to beat Georgia 78-73. The ladies, five of them, were in double figures, but even with the W, Coach Blair was a little upset.
Folks, I thought we were very lucky to only be down 12 at half. I'm tired of starting ball games at home like we've done against Tennessee, against LSU, and now against Georgia. We're better than that. We're ready to play. We got the game plan down. It doesn't matter what the other team does, but we miss the easy shots early, and then we start settling for shots. And I loved my fight on the team. They let me get after them pretty good at half, and that's what you have to do.
The Aggies are 12-1 at home this season, and they'll take the court again Sunday against Alabama. Tip-off scheduled for noon. The NCAA Rules Committee is proposing a change of the 2014 rules season that will strike a major blow to up-tempo teams. Alabama coach Nick Saban and Arkansas's coach Brett Bielema voiced their concern about the efforts of up-tempo, no-huddle offense on players' safety to the NCAA committee that passed a proposal to slow down those attacks. The proposal looks to prohibit offenses from snapping the ball until 29 seconds are left on the 40-second play clock. Coach Sumlin thinks there may be a bit of a conspiracy with all of this.
The issue here is that the issue of player safety has been unsubstantiated, number one. And number two, how this rule came about, how this proposal came about, without the other side, or at least representatives from the other side of the issue, being able to speak to the committee. And that's a concern, and particularly when you look at the three of the four coaches in there. I think Arkansas was 121st in the country in snaps per game. Alabama was 116th in the country in snaps per game. Air Force was 104th. You know, to say there's no agenda here, I think you got to question that.
Of course, we'll keep an eye on this as these rulings progress. On out of high school action, where the Bryan Vikings will play a district tiebreaker tonight in Huntsville at 7 o'clock against Lufkin to decide the final playoff spot in the District 14 5A race. The Vikings and Panthers both finished district schedules with 5-7 records tonight. The game will be broadcast live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Bryan Lady Vikings softball team opened the BCS tournament yesterday with a pair of wins. The Lady Vikings shut out Denton 4-0 and beat Mission Sharesby 5-1. The Lady Vikings will play Arlington Martin today as the 64-team tournament continues. And since we're talking softball, the 8th-ranked Texas A&M softball team looks to continue its unbeaten start in the 2014 season this week as they host Oregon State, McNeese State, and Tulsa in the Aggie Classic. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
We've gotten better and better and better. We're a team that's not peaked by any means in terms of what we've done in practice and in scrimmages. We're just going to keep getting better.
Ladies start their outing today at 3 o'clock against Oregon State. Texas A&M men's basketball coach Billy Kennedy confirmed yesterday that freshman forward Devontae Fitzgerald will miss the remainder of the season due to injuries. The Atlanta, Georgia native suffered a knee injury late in the first half of Wednesday's 83-73 win over LSU. The guys are in Nashville this weekend, tomorrow specifically, for Vandy. They'll tee it up at 12:30. A&M baseball returns to action for the first time this season as it welcomes the Northeastern Huskies to Olsen Field for games on Friday, that's today, 6:35, tomorrow at 2:05, and Sunday at 1:05. And a quick look at Olympic action. Paul Stastny scored twice during a six-goal barrage in the second period. And Team USA Hockey answered a lot of questions about their offense as they came out and mauled Slovakia 7-1. Up next, the guys take on Russia. That game is tomorrow. And finally, Russian figure skater Yevgeny Plyshenko was forced to withdraw from the Olympics with an injury. The four-time Olympic gold medalist then announced that he would retire. Had he have won, he would have become the most decorated figure skater, for men anyway, in the history of the Olympic Games. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Still time for you to stop in the Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan at 211 North Main and find handmade chocolates and pastries. Everything at the Chocolate Gallery is made from scratch. There are no artificial flavors, so get the chocolate-covered strawberries if you want. They have assorted chocolates. Also, some pretty unique and interesting flavors for you to choose from when it comes to chocolates. Now, if you've got until tomorrow, that's great. You can walk in today, but actually even tomorrow after Valentine's Day, they'll have some items for you as well. Plus, they have Valentine cupcakes from Sienna's Cakes, Champagne Strawberry, Red Velvet, and others. 779-2804. 779-2804 is the number. It's bcschocolategallery.com. BCS Chocolate Gallery for today, Valentine's Day, downtown. WTAW College Station, Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.